Well, other than Julia's capture and the family members going to Fort Ridgely for the, I assume they didn't stay there very long because they still had the farm where the trading post was, and that farm, even though most of the Indian community knew where it was, that farm was not touched, and I think this reflects probably on the fact that Joseph and his family had close connections with the Indian community, had always tried to treat them quite well. And I base part of this on the fact that there's some writings of the treaty at Traverse des Sioux in 1851 that makes mention of him arriving with the bands of the Sioux or Dakota that he was connected with. One of the writers makes mention of the fact that his group was probably better fed, better dressed, and just an altogether neater group of Native Americans than the others that showed up. Apparently, and there's other writings that say that some of those tough times, he was pretty active farmer at that time, that he shared his produce and, you know, whatever it was, potatoes or grain or rutabagas or whatever they had with the natives of the area.